Today on Building the Bakken.
It wasn't that a delicious thing for Wyoming? We are so pleased to have Coach Bo here. And
home heating, of course. It is the preferred fuel for home heating. Yeah, for things like generating electricity. When you have low-cost fuel to generate electricity, and let's face it, we are in a high-demand electricity area.
So that means that if you use it during nighttime hours alone, it'll last 12 to 15 years.
Our business, inbound and out of your state, has grown by 144%. So let me say that again. 5.5 years, 144% of all the loads in and the loads out, the total volume in this state. North Dakota's accounted for.
You pull in anymore to a Senex station, you walk in, you feel like you walked into a fleet farm, you know? So, oh yeah, and by the way, I'll fill my tank, you know? It's really very cool.
From the epicenter of the nation's economy, North Dakota.
Crude oil, 100 million years in the making. This was brought out of the ground about 3 days ago. It's just now seeing the light of day for the first time in 100 million years.
The Bakken Formation is transforming the way people live and do business.
I work in the oil field up in the Killdeer Mountain. It is snowing, been snowing here for about an hour to hour and a half. Visibility is quarter to half a mile.
Each week, host Jason Spiess leads headline making interviews with industry voices and oil field newsmakers.
Ed Schaefer, former Governor Schaefer, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm great. How are you doing, Jason? Good to be on air with you.
Building the Bakken is about the people, the culture, and the community.
I sleep in the back of my Dodge Ram pickup. Yeah, 9 days out there, 24/7, no shower, you know, no anything.
The host of Building the Bakken, Jason Spiess.
If you like fine wine, you'll love fine oil.
Welcome to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spiess. On today's episode of Building the Bakken, we talk with the Wyoming Governor, Matt Mead, about their hiring of North Dakota State's coach, Craig Bohl. A special ESPN Game Day feature on Building the Bakken. Also, Bakken Distribution. We talk with Matt Rose, the executive chairman of BNSF Railway. Jerry Moyes, CEO of Swift Transportation. Curtis Shuck, executive director of the Port of Vancouver, USA, and Mark McGlary, media relations manager for Amtrak. In our weekly one-on-one feature, U.S. Congressman Kevin Kramer. And in our weekly Business of the Bakken feature, DIVI Energy's Eric Bloomquist. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Gandhi says an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. And I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died. Well, I was 23 when George said goodbye.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spiess. In our next segment, Bakken Current Events, we talk with the governor of Wyoming, Matt Mead, and asked him about Wyoming hiring Coach Craig Bohl, former coach of North Dakota State, three-time FCS national champions. This is the governor of Wyoming, Matt Mead.
Wyoming was like a thief in the night and stole our football coach in North Dakota. Just your comments on hiring of Coach Bohl.
It wasn't that a delicious thing for Wyoming? We are so pleased to have Coach Bohl here. And, you know, the governor of North Dakota, your lieutenant governor, Drew Wrigley, you know, they're both great friends. And so it's provided me some great opportunity for some good-natured ribbing. But we're glad to have Coach Bohl here, and he's so enthusiastic, and he remains so proud of the coaching job that he did up in North Dakota, and we're confident he's going to have great success here in the Cowboy State.
Governor, thank you.
Thank you.
And I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
Next, Mark McGlary, media relations manager for Amtrak.
Me, Mark, M-A-R-C, Magley, Ari, the Chicago-based Amtrak spokesman.
Amtrak's gotten a lot of publicity from the North Dakota Bakken shale play. Your comments?
We've seen a dramatic increase in passenger usage of our service. The Empire Builder passes through eastbound and westbound every day. If you take a look at the ridership in Williston and Stanley now versus 5 years ago, as everybody in the Bakken area knows, everybody in those stations knows, we take a lot of people to and from that area every day. Unfortunately, the trains have been delayed much more often than anyone is happy with. The good news is that there's incremental progress. The bad news is the trains are still very much delayed.
How does the relationship work with, say, BNSF and Canadian Pacific? I think a lot of people just lump them all in as one big conglomerate, the railroad.
Well, we use Canadian Pacific track from Chicago to St. Paul.
Okay.
But once we reach St. Paul all the way to Portland and Seattle, the Empire Builder is on the railroad owned by BNSF. They own it, they control it, they dispatch it, they decide which train goes next and which train doesn't, and they have plans, and I think you've seen them, to improve the infrastructure, to add capacity to handle all this business. We've had to change schedules and lengthen the schedules. We first announced that back in the spring because we wanted people who were trying to board at Stanley or Williston or anywhere else to have a good confidence the train was going to be there. The trains are still not running on time, but they're running less late than they were at the beginning of this year. So there's progress. Is it where we want it to be? No. Mm-hmm. Is it where BNSF tells us they want it to be? No. But there's progress.
Do you guys keep record, or do you know anecdotally how many of those workers get dropped off up in the Bakken?
Well, we know a lot of the volume we have at Stanley and Williston is people who are either working in the Bakken, who are working the 2 weeks on, 1 week off, or family members come to visit. Ridership at Williston this year in 2014 is lower than it was in 2013. Part of it is that housing is finally catching up, mm-hmm. and some of these work patterns where they'd work for two and then someone else would sleep in that bunk and they'd come back, that's been improving, of course, because the housing stock has been rising. But still, we're moving lots and lots and lots of people through Williston and Stanley. We've made improvements to the station. We work with Jefferson Lines, which is a bus carrier, mm-hmm. and feed people to and from the station. Just this summer, we announced a new feeder bus that starts all the way over in Missoula to come over to Williston to put people on the train, because there's just so much business and so many people want a better way to go. And as you know, US-2 is not four lane all the way across.
No.
And I-90 and 94 are pretty far south. So we are it. There's more scheduled air at Williston than there was a few years ago. But still, those ticket prices are way higher than ours. Mm-hmm. So for a lot of people, we are the lifeline all across the High Line in North Dakota and Montana, and we want to deliver a service that's on time, and we're working with BNSF to do that.
It's interesting because when you said deliver a service, I thought, okay, so there's issues with the ag service delivery, mm-hmm. The crude oil service delivery. You're in the people service delivery, mm-hmm. really, because you're delivering people, really. That's your business.
More than 500,000 people use the Empire Builder every year.
Yeah.
Now, I live in Chicago, and maybe 500,000 for a person in Chicago is not a big number, certainly my friends in the East. But here, with the population as spread out as it is, yeah. moving 500,000 people on that service every day from Chicago to St. Paul to Minot and Havre and off to the West Coast is a lot of people. So people count on the Empire Builder and they buy a schedule. When they go on the website or come to our station, they're buying a schedule to go from here to here at X time. And when we don't deliver people from here to here at X time, it disappoints them and it drives up our cost, because the train crews work hourly.
Mm-hmm.
The longer it takes the train to make that trip.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. And those interviews were brought to you by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oilfield safety solutions. Visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com.
Well, I was born near a harvest moon. And I wasn't too late and I wasn't too soon. And I was born on the first day of my life. And I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.